Welcome to It All Boils Down to This, the podcast where father and son take the kitchen table arguments and heated discussions from their home directly to yours. Jim and Jack Boyle will explore the world as only they can. We might even let a few guests join the fun. So sit back, choose a side, watch the water temperature rise, and enjoy stimulating generational conversation about sports and life.
Welcome to episode 37 of It All Boils Down to This. Jack back joining me. We had a week off last week, Jack, so we're back with a lot of action. Things are going on. You know, they had the Brady roast with the Bruins, with the Celtics, a lot of action here in Boston. Let's start with the Brady roast, which we I watched some of it, you watched some of it. Just give me your quick takeaways when you watched it. What do you think?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I heard it was pretty good. I saw some good jokes. I saw that it was pretty good. I mean, if you probably watched a little 3 hours, I heard it might have been a bit too long. It'll be probably an hour too long. But no, it's good. Good jokes. It's good to see Tom Brady doing it. I know he might have gotten mad at a few jokes. I don't know if he was acting or not. But no, it's good to see him do it. That's really all I have to say. They were good. They were really good jokes on it, a couple of them. But you're going to get that in a roast.
I thought that, yeah, very gross. I was amazed at the R to X rated language. Not that I care because I use it anyway, but I tell you something. I wonder if Brady's kids got to watch that because some of the language was really hard. But other than that, it's good. It was
I forget who made the joke. Somebody did make a joke about his ex-wife. Something about I'd have to get what exactly was, but it was like a if I was like, well, I was gonna write my Tom Brady verse, that'd be like a joke you'd make. So I think only like one person did that. There are way too many Giselle jokes. Like, yes. Again.
Somebody did a Bridget Monaghan joke. Whoa.
That's what I just said. That's what I meant.
Oh, you said Giselle.
No. Well, originally, I was talking about his ex. His first part. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't mean Giselle. I meant her. But yeah, what I was talking about. But yeah, too many Giselle jokes. But there are a good amount of jokes. It's good to see Belichick there. Belichick, I mean, he's just a totally different person. He's fun to be around is basically how I describe him. He did not seem fun to be around. 20 years, but again, we all knew this.
But then, do you think that Belichick come across as a winner in that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Better than Kraft. Kraft was there last night. He still looks 100% better than Kraft. Everyone thinks he looks better than Kraft. He's done a great job here. He made a joke about it too.
Right, he did. So yeah, I would say like is it Dana White? He was horrible. Did you see his portion?
No, I don't know.
No, and Kim Kardashian, she was terrible too. And then Brady did a pretty good
job. Kim Kardashian just got booed the whole time.
Yeah, you know, Kim Kardashian. And then Kevin Hart did a good job as a host. They had a lot of comedians there, which helps, because a lot of stuff, like Edelman was just, it was as racy and as I could have ever imagined. But I guess because he's a short Jewish guy who played in Boston, he can make those jokes. And then we had the train wreck that's Gronk, which is always a train wreck. And you know, what was that? That was your favorite Belichick joke, right? What was that?
No, there's a good joke about like Gronk writing letters to Santa. There's a joke about the Belichick one about Gronk. What the one like? I my motto is do your job. I'm like, I'm Gronk. I'm telling you, stop doing your job with his Fox NFL Sunday thing. He's horrible. He's funny to watch though, but that's Gronk. Gronk was plastered. Gronk was hilarious last night. He's always good. Gronk is the only guy who he'll be 80 years old. He'll still get a pass to act like he's 20.
Right, and I think there are a lot of Patriots. And you know who else was good? I like is Bledsoe. I thought Bledsoe did a really good job. And here's a guy that could be really angry or hold a grudge or whatever because Brady took his job, and Brady goes on to be the greatest quarterback of all time. But he's accepted. He did say that he did to Randy Moss. He got a ring. At least he still got a ring. So they're making fun of Randy Moss not getting a ring.
So. Yeah, there's no benefit of him being salty about that situation.
Right, that's true. So the question to you is this: what other sports figure, what sports figure, would you want to see roasted?
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious.
But he would never do it because he's not.
Yeah,
you would never get a like Brady last night. I'll give him credit. He pretty much got 100%. Like Alex Rodriguez would never agree to an 100% roast.
Right.
But that's what a great answer by me. Ortiz is different. Ortiz.
They already did Ortiz though.
No, Ortiz was good. It wasn't as main for Boston, but Alex Rodriguez. Oh yeah, and like LeBron, same with LeBron.
Oh, he wouldn't be able to handle.
LeBron would never do it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. You know what? They should do Messi and do it all in Spanish, so I can't understand it.
Ronaldo would be a good, but he's another one who's sensitive like that. Ronaldo, you could just.
So who's got the tough skin though? Who is going to be?
Yeah, but if you have the, but it's like doing, if you have the thick skin, it's not that bad. Like they, like Shaq, like Shaq's got, I'm sure Shaq's done it. And Barkley, it's like, it's not that, it's better when it's guys like Tom Brady, who you know, it's like, he doesn't have, he's not openly telling jokes like that and all like stuff like that.
So it couldn't be Peyton Manning because they openly roast him every Monday on their little show. They could make fun of him all the time. Eli Manning came out like as a winner because they kept talking about Eli Manning. He's the only one who owned Tom Brady. So that's a good question to think about. Maybe we talk people around. Who else
No,
would
the
be?
answer is Alex Rodriguez. That's the best one.
A-Rod would be good. What about Jeter? Oh, he would never handle it. Never. Barry
Yeah,
Bonds, Roger Clemens.
I'm going here, but A-Rod's my guy.
A-Rod. I'm going with LeBron. I like the LeBron answer you gave. I like that one better. But that was the Brady roast. It was a good TV if you like the F bombs and all the misogynistic jokes and all that fun stuff. But they did a good job. And Netflix just hit it out of the park. And I heard somebody say, maybe it was Bill Simmons on his podcast when I was working out this morning. He said Apple TV spent all that money for 10 episodes of the Patriot Dynasty. Netflix does one night of this roast for 3.5 hours and just gets more publicity out of it. So, again, it's very difficult to judge, but give them credit. It was there and they did it. And again, maybe it shows Tom Brady's different side. Maybe he is somewhat human. The other, the biggest loser, though, is Alex Guerrero. He was getting
Well,
ripped
not a
on.
loser. I forgot. I didn't even mention Alex Guerrero. Those are great jokes. I mean, Belichick, that was my favorite joke of the night. It's like, yeah, we did butt heads, but it was hard to butt heads with Brady because it was so far up Alex Guerrero's ass. I love Bel. Like, it hits better that Belichick says it. Like, anybody else who says that, who cares? Belichick saying that makes that great because that's what you know. Probably maybe the biggest thing they butted heads about was
Right,
Alex
could be
Guerrero.
that.
That's like, so it was great hearing him say that.
And the other thing I noted, and I'll finish on Belichick, that he has a lot of love and respect for the kids who guys who played for him. He really, there's only a few, like the Rodney Harrison thing just blew me away. He only, Rodney Harrison, he should be in the Hall of Fame. As simple as that. He goes, enough of this. But I give credit. He the respect that he probably gave has for the kids who guys who played for him.
I'll
But
say the guys that were there last night, like I know there are more than just these three, but the three that were sitting next to each other, Gronk, Edelman, and Randy Moss, like they go to war for him though, all the time. All the time.
yes,
And in terms of Amendola was
oh,
there,
there it
and
is, Amen.
Amendola, he said some things about him and they went at him a little bit. But Edelman and Gronk are the poster boys of the like a lot of the guys, the older guys from the
Right.
first dynasty, they'll never say a bad word about Bill.
Right.
There are guys from the new dynasty who do, but the two that his
Oh, I
poster
agree with that
boys
100%.
are Edelman and Gronk are the two guys who will always
Right.
give him
Oh,
props.
he ripped Amendola. So he came in, he got 200 yards. Then he had another year, he got 250 yards. That was he is not happy with Amendola.
Yeah,
I know
he's
that.
not
He
happy with
was,
crap. Who cares? He can do whatever.
especially after the Kraft episodes. But that's enough of the Brady roast. Like I said, I more respect for Tom Brady. Sat there and took it. Plastic surgery looks good. The hair pieces look good. If and surprising and smiles still with that taunt face he's got. But the other great joke was about being in management of Birmingham. Is that Birmingham? Was that the team that got relegated? Brady's a co-owner.
They did. Yeah, I didn't hear that one,
He
whatever it
said,
was.
Belichick said, now you know what it's like to be in management. It's not that easy. It was really a neat little foray into it. Another thing exciting happened over the weekend, right? This is Monday. The Bruins went to game seven because they shit the bed in games five and six with a 3-1 lead to go to game seven against Toronto, which just seems to be a running trend. Did you get to watch any of the game or did you fall asleep?
Yeah, I fell asleep, but maybe the dullest game seven win ever. That was like an awesome win. I mean, you score an overtime goal, great stuff. But then everyone around town, there's no buzz because everyone's like, oh, we're going to get killed in the next round against Florida. I don't
People
know
are
a
so
damn about
excited.
hockey, but people, in terms of overtime Bruin wins, like no hype after this one. Honestly, it's kind of sad. I hope I'm rooting for, obviously, I root for the Bruins a little bit, but I hope everyone's wrong now. Like normally, game seven, I didn't care. Honestly, I didn't care if they won or lost. I didn't care. Now I want them to win just so everyone's wrong.
My
I
favorite
don't know if
call
that
is
makes any
game
sense.
seven. What I recollect is 15 seconds left in the game, and Sean McDonough, the fans are booing because Florida's lollygagging in their own zone, looked like they're ready to go to, not Florida, Toronto's lollygagging in their zone. And all of a sudden, they advance up the ice, and a guy shoots a puck from the left side, and it hits, I forget the guy's name, Moneymaker or something like that. He hits a skate and almost scores. Swayman makes a great goal. They would have scored with like 1.5 seconds left on just a centering pass. That would have been the ultimate irony for the Bruins and their demons with the Cards of Game Seven. But the other thing I really, Pastrnak was nothing until that he made a great play. He got fortunate that Lindholm's shot went off the board straight back to him, but he still had a score. So, when you win your superstars, like Marshawn was horrible, I thought. McAvoy was terrible.
That was Pascal McAvoy. I mean, he sucked the whole series.
Who's the other big guy? McAvoy. Oh, Charlie Coyle. Some of those guys just played horribly. It's like you play hockey your whole life. It's just game seven. Play out. Go out and play. But again, I want to shout out to Swayman. The reason I would give them a shot next round is because of Jeremy Swayman, if the coach sticks with him. And like we said, the coach probably would have gotten fired. They lost that game. So it's just a weird set of circumstances. But hey, they're winning. They're in. They're in the final eight, right? They play Florida. The Rangers beat, I think they're playing Carolina. So you could get, and before we go on to Celtics, you could get the Rangers and the Bruins and the Celtics and the Knicks in the Eastern Finals of both sports. So that's something to really look forward to. Final note of the Bruins is just it was a nice little exercise of demons from last year. I know what it's like being a Red Sox fan for like 2003 and how much it sucked in the get 2004. So you know the Bruins fans, it's a small little group of people, but they still very passionate. And I'm happy for those type of fans. The media, the people in town, they're just a bunch of idiots. You know, nobody. You gotta be. I would hope everybody would be cocky because you're moving on. And if you don't move on, you can't win. It's like
I'm not talking about the media. I'm talking about the fans.
I don't follow the pulse of the fans, so I'm going to trust you then. That you know what? If you lose, you're pissing. And if you win, why are you pissing? You know, you are where you are. It's like Bobby and I said: you win and go home. You win or go home. Simple as that. You're in the tournament. You lose, you go home. And they could have gone home, and they didn't go home. But that's enough of the Bruins because we don't.
You know what? Bobby Knight got over things real quickly. That's a tribute to what he said. That. You win, or you know, that sounds like
no. He said, you either win.
I know. That's an outrageous quote coming from him. Like somebody, like, hey, you win or you don't win. Like, no, yeah, it's not simple, but he got over things quickly when they lost.
But I'm going to say that no, not that he's got over. If you don't win, you don't go on. Simple. You lose your arm.
I understand, but still, like, that quote of like attribute making it.
I don't
like,
know if it's Bobby Knight.
I know, that's outrageous if it's Bobby Knight.
Whoever it was, it's like Bill Parcells, you are what you are. You know, if your record's 7-7, you're 500. I mean, that's who you are. So,
it'd be like Bill Belichick go out there saying like go out there and have fun.
There's no fun. You know that.
I understand.
It's no fun. So that brings us to our favorite subject of the week: the NBA and the NBA playoffs. After all our pissing and moaning, not you, after the game 2 debacle against the Heat, the Celtics came out and completely destroyed Miami, and Porzingis got hurt. But they should have beat them. You would have loved it in 4. Porzingis got hurt in game 4, right? Yeah, wouldn't have mattered. Thoughts on Miami and Heat culture? Really, I'm just curious.
Real quick, don't care. The reason we didn't do a podcast last week was because I didn't want to waste time talking about the Heat and like the fact that we would have had to because of that stupid game 2. That team sucked. They got killed. They should have played Jimmy Butler. They would have got killed anyways. He was running his mouth. I don't know if you saw Pat Riley absolutely
destroyed him today.
Destroyed Jimmy Butler today. I mean, one of the most I've ever seen a superstar player, which Pat Riley clearly does not think he is. One of the most I've ever seen a superstar player just get absolutely railroaded by his
GM, by his president. There.
I mean, wow. Good for Pat Riley. But that Celtics, that Heat series, waste of time. Just a waste of time. They killed them. Yeah, but whatever. They'll be fine. So we'll go beat the Cavs. I don't know. We'll talk about the Cavs.
They destroyed them. I love how they bitch and moan. If we had our players, no, you were a terrible team. You can't be the 8th seed and expect you're going to roll over people like last year.
It's not like they lost those games on the margins either. They lost by like 80 points in those 4 games.
That's the thing I think is funny is that after they made the 55% of the threes, they didn't score more than 90 points the rest of the way. So again, Celtics clamped down on defense. Celtics made them. That's the thing I think that as we get ready to talk about the next couple of series is that's the thing that Celtics can do. They have multiple ways to defend you because they have so many big guards, and they have multiple ways without Porzingis. They also have multiple ways to defend you. Anyway, you lose a bit of a rim protector without Porzingis. What do you think the biggest loss with Porzingis being out would be?
I don't know, just their versatility, and he, I think he makes the game a lot easier for Tatum. So that'd be the main thing. But they're just going to lose. I mean, he's a great player. He can score. I mean, if some of their guys get cold, he can score in different ways than the other guys.
Right.
We don't even have to preview the Cleveland series. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And so I forget what I was going to say. You were talking. They killed the Heat.
There wasn't even a contest.
It was a waste of a series. They're going to beat the Cavs. I totally forget the point I had to make.
Okay, maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah, go.
So, okay, next. So we're down to the final eight. We talked about New York, Indiana.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, the Celtics, the thing with the Celtics is, what's their weakness? Their biggest weakness, would you say?
Their coach.
Okay, no. Can you give me a real answer? What's their biggest weakness?
Their biggest weakness is probably health. Of if they
No, okay, I don't know how you didn't answer this. Their biggest weakness is their late game, close game situation offense.
And they didn't get played.
That was one of the stupidest things you ever just did, not answering like that. Okay, let me make the point. Their late game offense. They just won the first series without having to play any late game offense in a close game to win a game. The thing with the Celtics, and I had said this all year about the whole late game offense thing, is if they're going to win the title, you got to win 16 games. They're going to win at least 12 of them without playing like
late
game.
I agree with that.
They're going to win. Like, the thing with the Celtics is they can win. They win games in the first and second quarter. I think the Cleveland series, three out of the four games, they'll win by over 15, 10, 15 points. You know what I mean? They won't be close.
Well, home games, I think. Well, yeah, definitely. I think home, Cleveland does not play well on the road. I agree with the late game, but you know, we haven't even seen them have a play late game situation in reality since that Cleveland.
That's why I'm saying everyone freaking out about it throughout the year. It's like they could win the championship with being terrible in clutch situations. They could.
That's true.
They could win 16 games by just shooting the lights out of the, like, you know what I mean? They just could.
That's true.
They, like, the Heat, there was none of those four games against the Heat. It was like, ooh, fourth quarter, how are we going to win this game? It was, oh, fourth quarter, this game's over. So
that's true too.
Next series, what's next?
Let's go to the next. New York. So everybody bitch. Somebody was bitching. How did the Celtics get so lucky to get this easy draw? I don't know who it was, but they get the easy draw because they freaking dominated the Eastern Conference in the regular season. They deserve to get the easy draw, and things are starting to fall into place for them. Cleveland's not bad. Like New York and Indianapolis. All right, who do you like to come on and beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and why?
I think the Knicks, just because I think at the end of the day, they're just the better, more talented team. I think a little bit. But I wouldn't be super surprised if the Pacers won that. What I hope for is just the Pacers play at such a high, quick pace, and the Knicks are playing like a 6-7-man rotation everyone's talking about. Go seven games and just wear each other out. So that's all I could root for in that series. I don't care. Either way, the Celtics should beat either of them without Porzingis. They should beat either of those two teams as well. So I think the Knicks will win. I'll go Knicks in six, but I'm hoping what I'm rooting for is Pacers in seven. I'd rather play the Pacers.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Knicks
the playoffs, you will play that
Pacers. Pacers have played well at home. Pacers get hot a little bit. Pacers don't match up the greatest with anybody, by the way. The thing about the Knicks that's just amazing to me is the way their offense rebound by tapping everything back. So wouldn't you imagine you'd coach that and figure out what they're doing and just get guys in the tapping lane, we'll call it. Brunson's gonna think about the Knicks is if you stop Brunson, they're not gonna beat you. You know, I still think if you stop Brunson, you know, Josh Hart, all those other goddamn Villanova piece of guys, you know, they're not gonna beat you. They're just not. You know, Josh Hart and DiVincenzo, they'll shoot 35% of their luck. You stop Brunson, you know what? They've got Jrue Holiday and they've got Derek White, both who can go on him all game long and pound on him, pound on him. Don't go for the up fake, which is the old Villanova up fake, which they seem to do all the time.
They also have Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, right. Indiana, and they also have Jaylen Brown. With Indianapolis, again, you know, Celtics are in a good spot. Every team that's left, they match up really well with.
The Celtics are in the spot where the East just sucks like LeBron got for 10 years.
Right, and it's not just he sucks. They're actually, but when LeBron,
no, and the same thing. LeBron had some good teams, though. I mean, the year right. They beat the 73-9 Cavs team. They beat the Celtics in the conference finals. That Celtics team sucked. They could have played 100 series, and the Cavs
were. And they would have lost 100 of them.
I mean, like,
I think then that's just life. I mean, it's a good setup for them. So let's go to the Western Conferences. There was the big upset early. The Denver, which sort of did shock me a little bit. Denver and Minnesota.
And we did player rankings before like the NBA season even started this year. And I was like the only person that we had like 20 people rank. There was one person who had Anthony Edwards in his top 10, and that was me. So credit to me. Good take there. He's good clearly take. A top 10 player now. I mean, if he wins this series, he's catapulting up to one of the most important players in the league if they can win this series.
Right. But his hype is, I mean, great player. I think the hype is hype. Right now, he's got to win. They bitch about Tatum not winning. Nobody else. The only person who's won that's left. Only person who's won left is Jokic.
Yeah. So let's think about this. Who 2 years ago, let's think about this. In the second round, beat the defending champs, having big game sixes and sevens. That was Tatum. So, like, Anthony Edwards could beat the Nuggets this year. He did what Tatum did 2 years ago.
Right.
Like, that's why it's like, I'm saying Anthony Edwards, I think, is probably on Tatum's tier, where he's approaching that tier, where
right.
they're probably
I agree
that
with
second,
you.
They're on that second tier. I think they're going to be by the end of these playoffs. I think they'll be on the
but
same
again,
tier,
the
tier number
second,
two. I think they're a tier above SGA.
Right, and we'll get to SGA in a minute. The tier, you're right about the tier. The problem with that tier is they still put LeBron and Durant in that tier.
No, I don't.
They
though.
Do
not,
though.
Okay, they do. That's not my tier. My tier, they're not anywhere near that tier.
So
they're
Embiid
on that,
is not
they're
in
on
that
the,
tier anymore?
They're on the tier with, like, dude, you can't play the whole year. You can't carry a team. In the current NBA, with everything going on, playing all this, you got to get a top three seed, top two seed. You want to. They're players who never again, they're not going to get you that. So get
Right.
rid of that tier. They're never going to win again, those
Okay,
two.
in that series, Minnesota's up 1-0. What do you think?
I think Denver wins in like six. They'll figure it out. They'll just figure out what to do against the defense. I don't think they'll have enough offense coming the other way to beat them.
Correct. I think that's
when
the thing.
I think that Denver wins in six after all that hype, Fred.
Minnesota's number one in defensive efficiency, correct? And you know what, Minnesota? Towns is garbage.
No, he's not. He's pretty good, but he is garbage. I think you can bait him to be garbage, but he's a valuable player. He's got a weird brain
correct.
Where you can get him.
And
you
their
can
coach
you
is
can
hurt.
make him. You can almost, like, I don't know if the Celtics have the guy to do it, but you can almost make him, like, I don't know, like Marcus Smart, who I hate with getting his, like, he's just a
That's
dude.
true.
He's a
That's
weird
true.
dude. He's a weird dude.
So the only thing I just think about Denver this year is one, I hate to call it a hunger thing. They're behind every game, every single
Yeah.
game. They went five with the Lakers, and this one, I think every game they start off slow. If the coach can't figure that out, they don't have the depth. So their starters, then you get behind. Now all your five or six regulars have to play all the time. And I guess you can wear out, if you want to call it that. The other thing I like that Minnesota did with Jokic, and I could be wrong, but I like having him making him stay at the top of the keys, at the three-point line at the top. It takes away that once he gets down the lower mid-block, he is such a great passer and visual. And I think Minnesota's done a good job in forcing him out a little bit. And I was watching, he took like three bad threes. And you take away that court vision, the Larry Bird-ness of him, where he can, wherever he is, he sees, he knows, he's anticipating one step ahead, he makes a great pass, his teammates are wide open. They're taking the ball out of his hands in situations where he can make that play. And I think that's the way to defend him. That's why I always talk. I said, put Jrue Holiday on him and force him out behind the three-point line.
I watched Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday tried guarding him in the right. It didn't work. The Celtics, the only guy who can guard him is Horford, and he's not going to be at the court at the end of the game. So we'll see what happens.
But that's I think
you gotta
Minnesota
make
wins that. I'm going to say Minnesota in six. Just in
you're
that.
Saying Minnesota in six?
I think Minnesota in six because they'll come back home. They'll come back home and win.
You mean Denver in six?
Minnesota in six.
You think Minnesota, like the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards and Ingram.
I'm going Denver in six.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Minnesota.
All
in
right.
Six.
Okay.
Because I you know, it's the hangover. I don't think Denver's a good basketball team, and Denver's really the only team that's just scared of the Celtics because they don't have anybody really truly you can defend Jokic. But Minnesota's got great defense. You're right. I would worry about where they're going to get their offense from, but Anthony Edwards has really raised his game offensively, and he's scoring. Mike Conley's played really well for them, and then you're going to get one or two games where Karl Anthony Towns makes six threes, and it's just a whole different world. So I'm going to go because of Denver's depth. I'm going to go with Minnesota in six. They clinch it at home. The fans go nuts, and then they move on. Final series is OKC versus Dallas. Both those Celtics and those Yankees series starts on Tuesday. God Almighty, the Kyrie love it's the Kyrie redemption tour this past postseason. So. Yeah, you never know. I could be smacked up that I still think the most overrated player in basketball is Luka Doncic. I personally think so. You know, but we'll see. Also, I like OKC in that even though they're young, there's more opportunities, ways they can stop Irving. And I don't think that I'd say that Dallas doesn't have anybody for Chet Holmgren. I mean, Doncic can't D anybody. Doncic can't even be a shadow, for Christ's sakes. So I'm going to stick. I'll, that's my take on that. I think OKC, Minnesota in the finals of the West.
I'm gonna watch 0 minutes of that series.
So will I probably too.
I don't like, they're gonna be in a weird time. I don't like either of those two teams. Like, I could care less. I think Oklahoma City's gonna win just because, like, as much as I don't like Oklahoma City, I really don't like Kyrie Irving. So I can never pick Kyrie Irving. I'm gonna go OKC in four.
And then I see, so we have the Celtics in four or five.
You know what? This is gonna backfire on me because, like, I have way too much confidence in them, and they're just probably gonna lose game one tomorrow night. I'm gonna say Celtics in four. There's no excuse for them to lose a game, really, especially with the wake up call you think they got against Miami, where it's like all you gotta do is close out shooters and play physical defense, and you're gonna win every game.
They're
you
gonna
are.
Win. They're
because the talent difference still is there against Cleveland.
When they turn up the defensive pressure, they beat everybody. I think if they can, again, what are they gonna need? They need what, 12 more wins?
And then they only have to play average offense. They don't have to play like this historic Hall of
Fame. They didn't
offense,
play great offense against Miami. I don't think. I think.
I think the last game they did.
Yeah. I would say that I like them, and I'm going to go five because I always think the home team will steal a game. The crowd.
I'm more worried about game two than I am about game three and four.
Donovan Mitchell will go off for 50.
The one at home.
You just shake your head. Or that Wade guy will come back from injury and score 40 points.
Well, don't they have Caris LeVert? Hasn't he dropped 50 against the Celtics?
Caris had a big game with Celtics. Yes, he did.
A couple, I think. A couple.
Yes, he did. He's a Celtic killer. But again, the talent.
I loved him at Michigan. He eat the weird dribble from him.
The talent disparity, depth, every other ways.
Who's the kid? The third. His dad played for Purdue. Oh, he played in the 90s. Ooh, his kid. Oh, something the third. Perry? Was it Glenn Perry?
No,
Glenn something. Played for Purdue. I think he played for Purdue. I could be wrong. I think he was a junior, and this kid on Michigan was the third. It doesn't matter. That was a great Michigan team. Even though it wasn't, they did nothing.
So that's we like the Celtics. So Celtics Knicks, you think final? It's a great final. The NBA wants the Celtics Knicks, no doubt about it.
I'll go Celtics Knicks, Denver, OKC, and then I think it's gonna be Denver the Celtics.
I'm going Celtics Knicks, OKC Minnesota, and then Minnesota Celtics in the final. And
yeah, I like that.
Porzingis is back, and they have no
Glenn defense. Robinson, by the way. Glenn,
yes,
Robinson.
That's his name.
Glenn Robinson the third was on that Michigan team with that Caris LeVert. That's why I like Michigan.
You come up with some really wacky things on these NBA
stuff. I just remember stuff. I remember stuff.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Rookie of the year. Who's rookie of the year? Holmgren or Wembanyama?
It just came out that Wemby won. And
it just came out today?
Yeah, it just like a couple minutes ago.
And we break some news on the podcast.
Yeah, no, Wemby obviously.
I would go Wemby all the way. I think Holmgren benefits by having SGA in the lineup.
Ask all 30 NBA execs who they'd rather have.
Yeah, they'd all rather have Wemby.
I can't imagine one says Holmgren.
I think the problem with Wemby to me is his ceiling is so high, but they're both great, but you got to surround people with talent or it doesn't matter.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Wemby's not going to win an NBA championship by himself.
No, but Wemby, they should at least. They should be able to compete for the play-in next year with how talented he is, really. Because he
were horrible.
He should be able to make – he should – I know, but the way he should be able to make a step as a top 10 player in the NBA. He should.
So with Wembanyama in the state, let me ask you this.
The problem with the top 10 players in the NBA is there's too many top 10 players in the NBA.
Well, there's got to be a differential.
But that's the thing about the league is, like, I think J.J. Redick said this, and people might not like it, but during Jordan's prime, the league was a little bit watered down. It was there, like, if you look at, like, the NBA top players of all time, the late 90s, maybe a lot of those guys really weren't in their prime, right? Would you say maybe like Malone and Stockton? But it wasn't as many as there are now, I don't think. That's one of the things that I think there's more going to go, there's becoming more and more superstars in the NBA.
Well, the other reason, and there's a simple reason for that.
There's not one super duper guy?
No, there's a million.
Oh, international? That's another point, though. There's
a thousand international players. Like when Jordan was great, Kukoc came over. And he was one of like five.
Yeah, Tony Kukoc wasn't like, was Tony Kukoc as good as Luka Doncic? No. Like,
no, you know, he wasn't. But again,
is he as good as Porzingis? Probably
but
not.
But in that time, I think I understand what you're saying there. But again, with the NBA, we sort of.
Here it is. Who
overvalue? We overvalue some players. How would I say
is that? Is the 10th best player in the NBA in 1998 better than Anthony Edwards? I'd probably say no.
It depends. I'd have to look who it was.
Okay,
what,
I know.
What if it was the third year of Allen Iverson? Who dominated?
I don't know. Would you rather have Allen Iverson or Anthony Edwards on your team? I'd probably rather have Anthony Edwards. I know Iverson.
Only because of the size issue.
I mean, yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
98. Yeah, they're probably comparable.
Right.
Maybe Edwards a bit
I'm
more
just thinking
responsibility.
About Dumbhead. The league is a weird thing. I mean, there were some down, a couple like the late 70s was down years because it was down. I thought the late 80s with the Detroit Pistons and the muck. I think from 80 to 90, 85, 87 to 95 through the first Bulls thing, Pat Riley had so much crapped out the game of basketball by mucking everything up and playing defense and holding, and the scores weren't over 100 points ever. It was never offense, it was all defense. I would tend to agree with you that those top 10 players, because they were getting mucked up all the time, would probably not be as good as the top 10 now. But again, recency bias.
Here's the MVP voting. Ready?
Yeah.
Jordan in 98. Jordan, Malone, Payton, O'Neal, Duncan, Tim Hardaway, David Robinson, Vin Baker, Grant Hill, Scottie Pippen. I think
today. And you know what? There's only two of those guys on our Hall of Famers.
I know, but the top 10 today, everyone's a Hall of Famer, I would say.
You think so, yeah. Yeah, you never know.
That's it. That's all.
There's just so many. There's so many more international players, and that's what's going to happen in the NBA again, is you don't want to get, if you have a ton of international players, the draft this year could have five international players picked in the first five picks. So what's happening to American basketball then? Nothing, because these kids, like Tatum was a one and done. Banchero is a one and done. All the great young players should just be in the league if they're American right away. Huh?
Anthony Edwards. I love how you sent Banchero out of nowhere. Out of nowhere when we were talking about
him. Because he was rookie of the year. He was rookie of the year. That's all. I'm just thinking in the last couple of rookie of the years. Did Ann Edwards win rookie of the year?
I don't know. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Tatum wasn't.
He's a great player. I have to say, I like
his game. Tatum wasn't rookie of the year. Jaylen Brown wasn't rookie of the year.
No. I like his game, though, Anthony. Ann Edwards.
Malcolm Brogdon and Ben Simmons, by the way, if you're wondering.
Were at rookie of the years?
Those won over those two, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Obviously, Jaylen wasn't going to win, but yeah, whatever. No, all right. Do we have anything else?
Yes, we do. The baseball, just we're into May. How's your fantasy team doing?
My fantasy team's great. Kyle Tucker's great. I picked him to win the American League MVP. He's best player of all time. Just a great baseball player. Does it the right way. What do they call him? Gritty, because he's white?
Yes.
he's gritty. No.
If you're gritty, you're white.
5'2 baseball player. Yeah, right. No. They, that's the other thing. He's white, so they won't call him like a 5'2 player. They'll call him gritty, but he's a 5'2 player.
Right. So your fantasy team's in first place?
No, technically not. I think you have the tiebreaker.
Technically, we're tied for first. So yeah. You've got one loss, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Did you lose to somebody good?
Yeah, I lost to you. I don't know what. No one cares about the fantasy league.
I know nobody cares. I still don't bust your chops everyone. Surprising with the Red Sox so far. What surprised you the most?
I don't watch any of the games. I guess they're good, but they're boring. So, whatever. Alex Cora is the best manager in baseball by
landslide. That's true. I agree with that.
I don't know why he's like doesn't have a contract, but it's the Red Sox. It's John Henry. Nothing really surprises me.
I'm surprised by the that we've gotten into May with as good as the starting pitching has been. It's continued. That's shocking to me. Like I said back in November when they hired Brezel, finally have a guy focusing on pitching. I think that's the path forward. But the offense, God Almighty, I'm looking at, like I said to you the other night, you know. Hooper or whatnot, Brown. Who the hell? What the hell is this? I mean, that Grisham's back, but their infield Cashes is out, Story's out, Devers play third, and then they're just it's a weird mix of offense. The Red Sox. If you think back all these years, every year they've had great these just not talent, not superstars, just great talented offensive players. And now I look at this lineup and I said they can't win a 5-2 game because they can't score five runs. They lose 2-1. So I think that's the biggest surprise of the Red Sox. The other biggest surprise for me this year is the Braves went out to LA and got swept. So they got Chris Sale. That's why they
got swept. They got Glasnow, dude. Glasnow's the best pitcher in baseball. Yeah, Glasnow. I mean, my God, he's the right-handed Koufax. I mean,
okay, whatever you say. That's fine. He'll be hurt by July, and you know it. No, but again, the Dodgers, the super teams, the Braves, the Dodgers. I mean, it's early. We should revisit. We should at the quarter. But after
Matt Olson blows the super who? Team. Braves. Matt Olson blows.
Oh, he's on your team too.
Oh, he sucks this year.
Memorial Day, we'll get together and do a quick recap of the Kansas City's having a good year. Chicago White Sox are going to be bad. That's the only thing I think about baseball that pisses me off right now. There's some really bad teams. I mean, bad teams. The White Sox, bad. The A's, bad. Colorado Rockies, bad.
I like bad teams, though. Bad teams are fun. That's why, like, our fantasy, like, the more I think about it, we should just leave, like, one spot with, like, some absolute trash player. Just so we have, like, the one, like, we have the Oakland Athletics in our league every year.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen is that guy's going to have his one big week when he plays you, and you're going to piss all over it.
Yeah, and then I will, and then, like, 2 weeks later, I'll get over it when I'm just seeing him. He's, like, I look at his record, he's 1-7. It's like, oh, that was me, but, like, he's still 1-7.
Hey, but we get a shout out to Mr. Kevin O'Donnell signed, finally learned how to play some fantasy baseball, right?
He's under 500, isn't it? No, he's 500 now.
Ooh, I think he's 3-3.
Good job.
And Chris is now in third place after being undefeated 4-0. He's lost two straight games. Who did he lose to?
Dude, nobody cares. Yeah.
Did you beat him?
Yeah, of course I beat him.
We both beat him. Poor Chris.
Yeah, you're like trying to one up everyone, and I beat
Chris Handel, the Wilmington baseball freshman team, which is a bunch of eighth graders. They play tomorrow at the middle school. Baseball team struggled last 2 weeks, two games, so we are now as of recording 7-5. I've got to win three games, make a tournament. They should. JV team lost today again. We are like 1-10. We did win a walk off win over the weekend, which is good for us. Hopefully, I'll get Burlington next week. I'll beat them as well.
Oh, I thought Nick Castellanos homered. He didn't, but he got 7 points. That's like double on the
That's awesome for you. I got negative points today already because Matt Chapman struck out twice. Maria Alberti, who helps us at the studio at WCTV, get all our stuff going, she asked me to talk about Formula One, and I know you had some stuff for me too, but Formula One, Verstappen finally got beat, and I think her favorite auto racer, she said she actually went to a watch party somewhere to watch the Formula One down in Miami. And I guess the guy's nickname is No Wins. It's Lando No Wins, they call him. But he's Lando Norris, young superstar. And he finally won a race after, I guess she told me he'd been on the podium like probably like 6 or 8 times and never won. So he finally got his win. That's how he got a nickname, No Wins. So now they're going to call him Lando One Win. Or they're going to call him Lando Calrissian after Star Wars. You never know, because it was May the 4th coming back. About that Star Wars trivia. But it was down in Miami. And I my story is back in 84 when I was down in Miami working and getting my master's in sports administration. There was actually a Miami Grand Prix, which I worked. And I remember walking around the track area and up in the control room. So I do have a claim to fame to Miami, the Miami Grand Prix. But that was this week. You said you had some funny stuff on the Grand Prix stuff.
All right. So first, a couple of famous people that are
Maria, don't blame me, by the way.
We'll start two soccer related things. Zinedine Zidane was there, and I don't know, there's just something about the way he looks and the presence he has. Like, I don't know, he's like a god on earth. It's one of the weird things. It's just like when he walks around, he's like the most famous guy. He's, I don't know, it's weird. It's like he's like a Greek god. It's a weird statement. It's not a homosexual statement. It's just like his presence is crazy. Another thing, Ed Sheeran, I saw a video of him. So Ipswich Town, I think they just became one of the first teams like ever. I don't know how many teams have done it. They got promoted back-to-back years like Wrexham did. But what they did, they got promoted from League One to the Championship and then the Championship to the Premier League in back-to-back years. That almost never happens. Like a handful of times it's happened. Apparently he's like a lifelong Ipswich fan. And there was like a video of him like drinking champagne at the Miami, ready to go to the Grand Prix. It's like, dude, you're a lifelong Ipswich fan. You get all this money. How are you not at that game that they just wanted to go to promotion? That their home ground fans storm the field.
Oh, you never know. He might have.
No, I hate Ed Sheeran. Concert, whatever. You cancel it.
You don't cancel a concert.
That's the biggest Ipswich Town football game in his life. Get lost. I don't like Ed Sheeran.
What if he has a concert?
Get on the flight and go to the game.
18,000 people want to see this concert. They're not going on the flight.
He was at the Grand Prix having beers, probably. And drinking.
What if he was okay, you know what? Ed Sheeran. Let's see if he's at concert.
No, we're not doing this. Ed Sheeran, you should have been at that Ipswich Town football game. You're not as big of a fan as you say you are. I know you're drinking the champagne.
So, you know what? You know what's funny?
If your dad was a huge fan, that's disrespectful to your dad to not go to that game.
Okay. I love how you weave soccer and everything.
That's the Zidane thing, though. I'm telling you, Zidane, like the way he just.
Who were the other celebrities? There was Kim Kardashian.
There, he's great. No, I don't know. Kim Kardashian, probably. Whatever.
Who were the other celebrities?
And then the other thing I had, those were just the two celebrities I want to talk. Was I saw the menu for the Grand Prix. So
the menu. Where is this menu?
I don't know. I just
in the luxury box.
I literally just saved it to my Twitter and it's gone. But like the nachos were like $200, something outrageous. Like the lobster roll was like $400. It was crazy.
The nachos have caviar on them.
I don't know. They better.
F1 is like a highfalutin thing, kind of thing. That's why I don't watch it because I'm not a highfalutin.
Again, you couldn't pay me $200 to go to that for a day. You couldn't.
It's actually quite fun.
That's good for
you'd
you.
You'd be surprised. I think you'd be pleasantly.
It's got to be hot and you're just.
Well, it's not hot in Miami right now. Would you? Okay, here's a question: Indianapolis 500, or Kentucky Derby.
Indianapolis 500 or Kentucky Derby for sure.
Why? It's hot there.
Indianapolis 500. Okay, it's all of that, and on top of it, it's like freaking noisy as can be, and like I don't know, not for me.
Not for you.
I can gamble better on it. It'd be more fun betting like the races all day.
But you got to sit there for like for 8 hours watching that. At least the Indianapolis 500, you're baking only for like 4 hours.
And they're just going around it. It's like no, and it's the same people.
Hold on, time out.
You get different horses.
Do the horses go around?
You get different horses.
Or do they go cross like this to freak out? I'm just
You get this different horses. They're dindy.
What event would you do over there?
It's loud.
So if you said you could go to the
World, you know what was great? You know what I'll say was great?
What?
Watching the Kentucky Derby on the couch with that photo finish.
Oh yeah, great. That's true.
It beats it. If I was there, I wouldn't have known what was going on. So I had a great time.
But the Kentucky Derby over the how about Daytona 500? That's even worse. Actually, those are big tracks. We went to the Indianapolis track. We saw it from the outside. It's a big old track.
NASCAR? Why would I go to a NASCAR?
So then, why would you go to the Masters or a golf tournament?
What do you mean? Why would I go to the Masters?
People walking around hitting
balls. I love golf. I love the course. What does that mean? Why would I go? That was one of the dumbest points ever.
Okay.
Wait. Let's go over this. I just said, why would I go to a NASCAR race? And you said, you countered, well, why would you go to Augusta?
Not Augusta. Augusta's
wrong. We could spend the next hour talking about why I would rather
go to Augusta. That was a dumb analogy.
Why I would rather go to Augusta over the Daytona 500? We could spend the next 24 hours going over why I would rather go to Augusta.
All right. You're right. You're absolutely right. What about so I'm trying to think of something you'd go to the Grand Prix for. Grand Prix or an MLS soccer game?
Oh, the MLS soccer game.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What if you got a free luxury box ticket to the $200 nachos at the Grand Prix?
To the Grand Prix? Oh, 100% I go to the Grand Prix. If I'm hanging out with Zidane, there you go.
Sure. You're going to try to go?
Me, Zidane, and like David Beckham will hang out. I'll go.
So you have to go to shit seats at the Indianapolis 500 so you can get a nosebleed seat for a World Cup soccer game at Foxborough. Would you do it?
So I can get a what seat?
They give you the highest seat in the building.
In Foxborough?
For the World Cup at Foxborough.
I could probably
But you have to go to the Indianapolis 500.
No, I need a better seat. I need like a luxury seat because I could just buy that seat all the way up there. It can't be.
But you give it. They give it to you. You don't get it. They're their lottery. You don't win the lottery.
It's not worth it. Maybe it'd be close. I don't know. It depends. If it's like Bolivia versus South Korea, I don't care. Brazil versus France? Sure.
Who do you want to see in the World Cup? If you had to pick not one team, one player you want to see, who would you want to go see?
Mbappe? No. Mbappe?
Mbappe? Not.
I got like no Man United players I can say right now.
Phil Foden?
Yeah, Phil Foden, sure. Yeah. I'd like to see Mbappe.
Okay, that's good.
Our loyal listener Kevin's going to the Champions League final. He might get to see Mbappe, but they're losing right now, so we'll have to.
So when he goes there, we'll have to call him up and have him give us an update. We need to do the podcast because he would be late at night in London, and we get him calls. Yeah, the Champions League is at Wembley.
They play tomorrow. Is tomorrow May 7th? PSG plays Dortmund tomorrow, so Kevin will know tomorrow if he is going to get to see a Kylian Mbappe live.
That's good.
All right,
that's it. I don't have anything else. You got anything else? Anything else you want to blow me in about? Not that your soccer suck today, but.
I would rather go to a full, like this year, and I would rather go to a full like, you remember those cheerleading things Amanda used to do, like Eastern Mass Finals at
yes.
the Center?
Stay the whole day.
I would rather go to a full event for one division, like Amanda's division, not a man in it, just anywhere, than the Daytona 500.
Okay.
I'd rather all day.
That's good. That's
I would
good.
Rather
so,
do that. And
so,
all the and all the no and they're cheering and they're singing. And
before
the,
we wrap, before
you know what?
We...
Wait, the craziest part about those cheer comps is when the teams go when they do the chants and the moms cheer back. And it is the loudest you'll ever hear your mother scream. Like, even when she's – those mothers, when we say Wellington, you say Wildcats, right? And the mothers – it's the loudest cheer you'll ever hear. I'd rather be at that than the Daytona 500.
That's good. Hey, then we're not going to be able to do your taste test in the studio because we can't take water in the studio, so we're going to have to go here at home and figure that out. You want to do a water taste test, right? Is that one of the shows?
What does that mean, we can't take water into the studio?
Because if you spill it, we can't spill it on the equipment.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah, I don't care.
We'll have to figure out how to do it at home here. So Jack's brilliant.
Yeah. Who cares? We don't even have to talk about that. We're always
and that's it. So we talked cheerleading too. Great. All right. So we'll look forward to the week. The other thing is the Celtics Bruins play like every other day if they go to seven games like for the next 2 weeks. So we got a lot of things going on here. Sox are in play as well. But it was great. It's a good time of year for everyone here in Boston. Probably as well as in New York. And so I wonder if any other towns had multiple teams, but we'll see what happens with that. So Jack, good arguing with you about the Daytona 500 and the F1, but at least the kid won. His name was Lando Norris. Lando No-Win Norris finally got his first win in Formula One. Maria, shout out to her.
Can I just say right before we leave the last thing? So there's like this thing that goes around when like a football player, like start sucking and they're old, they either go like, it's time to learn American, buddy, because go to the MLS. But now it's became recently, it's because everyone goes, it's time to learn Arabic, buddy. Oh, yeah. You're going to go to Saudi Arabia. So actually today on like the Monday Night Football on Sky Sports, the dude after literally said he needs to call it a day at this level of football and move on. Believes Casemiro, who's the guy we have, should go to MLS or Saudi after the season. Someone's like, he actually basically said it's time to learn Arabic on live television. That's how bad Casemiro was today. All right, I'm done.
All right, we're done. Episode 37. He's Jack Boyle. I'm Jim Boyle. It all boils down to this.
I still like the guy. He's a good guy. But
you know, why do you interrupt when I do the close?
Because you know what? I don't want to be – everyone's piling on Casemiro right now. No one's going to hear this. It doesn't matter. But, like, he's still a good guy.
Okay, we're stopped. Okay, listen, I can't mute you. So let me finish.
I'm done. I'm out.
You're done. He's out. Okay, don't wait. All right, for episode 37, Jack is leaving. I'm Jim Boyle. It all boils down to this. We'll see you on down the road.
Thanks for listening to this episode of It All Boils Down to This, recorded at WCTV Studios in our hometown of Wilmington, Massachusetts. We are always open to any ideas, critiques, topics, and guests. So if anyone out there in podcast world needs to get a hold of us, we can be reached via email at jboyle22@comcast.net. Along with Jack Boyle, I'm Jim Boyle. Make sure to tune in to the next edition of It All Boils Down to This.